Hey, this is WTV's Jason Franley, and we are being joined by one of my favorite guys. Introduce yourself, your name and your title.
Tim Gordon, and this time I am CEO and founder of the Black Reel Awards.
All right. Yes, of course. Well, let's start there. Before we get into any of the actual nominees or anything, remind our listeners, you know, how you started it and, you know, how long has it been around?
Oh, God, 2000, man, we started it. Jason, I kept watching award shows, and I loved them as kids. And I didn't see a lot of people that looked like me who were winning awards. And one day I looked into the mirror and said, man, somebody's got to change this. You know, somebody needs to create a show. And then I guess I kept staring and I said, I guess I am that somebody. So in 1999, we started working on it and we rolled it out in 2000. And here we are 22 years later with what probably one of our biggest shows to date.
Yeah, you looked in the mirror and you did that whole be the change you want to see in the world thing. I love it.
Correct.
I love it. Well, very, very cool. So let's go into some of the major and just for our listener, now we're taping this the day before these are announced. But we can at least go into, you know, some of the leading nominees and why they're worthy and stuff like that. So I know the leading nominee is The Harder They Fall, the Western on Netflix that I absolutely loved. I wish it was getting more attention, like Oscar wise and stuff. But anyway, it led with 20 nominations. Explain why you think this film of all the films this year led the way.
I think that The Harder They Fall, much like Black Panther, which record it destroyed. Black Panther had 17 nominations several years ago. But in order to get that much attention, the film A has to be really, really good, which it was. It had, you know, wonderful cast, which also helps a lot when you have a huge ensemble of really big names, which it did. Also, James Samuel's style that he brought to this film also gave it a lot of attention. And, you know, it's also dealing with the genre, much like you talked about Hidden Figures and Black Panther, of seeing ourselves, people of color or Black people, seeing themselves in ways that traditionally they don't. And this was an all African-American Western based on real individuals, even though it was quite fictionalized. But it was a story that resonated with our voting academy in a major, major way.
Oh, yeah. We ain't no nincompoop. I love in that scene, too. I'm sure you noticed because you see everything. I loved how the train said C.A. Bozeman on it. A nod to King T'Challa there. Yes, sir. And so fittingly, I guess it breaks its record at the Black Reel Awards for nomination. So there you go. But yeah, you mentioned Samuel's direction. Like it was like an alive dynamic experience watching it. Like every time the soundtrack, there'd be, you know, the gunshot, it would like the camera would like punch in on the shots, on the beats. It was masterful filmmaking. So I agree with you, man.
Well, let me give you another tip. We did two special tributes tonight. And when you talked about Black Panther, we're honoring Nate Moore this year with the Vanguard Award. He becomes the first person to ever win the Vanguard as an executive. And Nate Moore, of course, is responsible for many of the Black characters that have been introduced to the MCU, whether it's T'Challa, the Black Panther, the Falcon, who's now Captain America. So Anthony Mackie is going to be presenting to Nate Moore tonight, which is going to be a special moment. The other super special moment tonight is going to be Lawrence Fishburne, who is getting the Sidney Poitier Trailblazer Award. And you don't want to miss that speech. But I was telling you that we had these special moments, and also Mario Van Peebles, when we talk about Westerns, who did Posse back in 1993, is going to do a tribute to the West. Jason, I promise you don't want to miss that one. It is great.
I love it. And just real quick, you're naming sort of the big Trailblazer Awards and, you know, Vanguard Awards. Just while we're on that subject, rattle off the other. There's some other big names getting these sort of life achievement awards, for lack of a better term.
We have the Ruby Dee Humanitarian Award, which is going to go to Chaz Ebert, of course, from Ebert Digital. Really, really wonderful moment for her. Suzanne DePass, who kind of worked with the Jacksons and Berry Gordy and Motown, is getting the Oscar Michelle Memorial Award tonight. Another special, special moment. And of course, Halle Berry receives the Vanguard Award for Entertainer of the Year. So we had really big honorees this year. You have amazing presenters, 13-time Oscar nominee. Diane Warren is presenting tonight. Of course, we talked about Anthony Mackie. Tony Award winner Patina Miller is presenting tonight. Emmy nominee Robin Thede from A Black Lady Sketch Show is presenting tonight. So, Jason, it is like when I said it's one of our biggest shows to date, man, I am really, really proud of all of the people that came together who believed in our vision, supported us, and wanted to be a part of what we're building at the Black Reel Awards.
I love it. Well, real quick, before we run, let's hit on a couple of the other movies. And again, we don't know, we can't say if they've won yet or not, but we can talk about them, just their quality themselves, because there's a lot of quality stuff this year. So in addition to The Harder They Fall, tell me about Passing. That got 13 nominations, and man, I thought Ruth Negga should be up for the Oscar for supporting actors, if not winning, but sadly left off. But man, I'm talk about why it's good that they're getting honored here.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I tell everybody all the time about Passing that it was a movie that I thought resonated with me, but I knew it was slowly paced and I didn't know if it would catch on with people. And the fact that our voting academy gave it 13 nominations, a lot of them felt the same way that I did. Rebecca Hall's story, which kind of mirrors her own personal tale. So we talk about it being a very personal film for her. And you're right. I thought Ruth Negga and Tessa Thompson were really, really great in this film. So I'm glad that it's getting some attention. King Richard, which also has 9 nominations tonight, of course, has Will Smith, Anjanou Ellis, and several other folks that are nominated tonight. So I saw what Will did last night over the weekend at the SAG Awards. This is his march to his award during this season. So we will see how he fares this evening.
So, are you thinking that Big Willie style is finally his year after all those great roles? This is going to finally be the one.
Well, you know, I think it's going to be either him or Benedict Cumberbatch. And it depends on, you know, the way the weather moves throughout the academy. And if you watch last year's show when people thought it was Chadwick Boseman and it was Anthony Hopkins, you never know until that envelope is open.
Yeah, the academy thought it was going to be Boseman too, because they put the category they put it last, which was the ultimate backfire. Like, never, please end with Best Picture every year from now on, please, because we can't have a repeat of it.
You never know, Jason. You never know, man.
That's what makes it fun to watch, though. And of course, you mentioned Will Smith and Benedict Cumberbatch. But of course, they also have to go through the GOAT, Denzel. Tell me about Tragedy of Macbeth. How many nominations, Black Reel Awards we got?
Oh, God. I, you know, off the top of my head, I want to say it was either 6 or 7, but Denzel Washington by far is the most celebrated actor in the Black Reel Award history. He's a 7-time winner, including a 5-time Outstanding Actor winner. And here he is opposite Will Smith again. The two of them have faced off several times. Denzel famously beating Will back in 2001 with Training Day over his alley. So that has been the storyline all week. Is this the year? Because Will Smith has never won a Black Reel Award. And is this the year that he finally breaks through? We will find out tonight.
Right, absolutely. And Denzel, a great performance. Yeah, that movie was awesome. Again, maybe a little more for cinephiles than mainstream folks. I friggin' loved it. I thought Cohen just knocked it out of the park on Tragedy of Macbeth.
Absolutely.
Well, very cool. I mean, I guess how would you sort of rate this year in overall for, you know, for Black cinema? You know, is this a pretty historic year for us?
Well, you know, that's a really good question, and I've been thinking about that a lot. I think over the last, to be perfectly honest, Jason, from probably 2014 on to now, it has steadily picked up or has been consistent over those last several years. I'm just glad that we now have spaces and, you know, spaces for filmmakers, and Black creatives to not just tell their stories, but to tell their stories like on some of the biggest stages. So you think about the Ava DuVernays, the Barry Jenkins, the Ryan Cooglers, and a lot of these directors, Spike Lee, who have been out there for decades doing their thing, man. But, you know, I'm very comfortable right now with where we are. And I love the emergence of new Black voices, the Janixa Bravos, who's nominated tonight, and some of the other new and up and coming filmmakers. So I'm really, really happy with the direction that we're going. But we still got a long way to go, Jason.
Absolutely. And before we run, I want to remind listeners that you have a connection to WTOP through the late Joe Barber. Remind our listeners that you used to, co-host with him for many years.
Man, Joe Barber and I were on W. Can we talk about the competing station?
Hey, I'm a rising tide raises all boats kind of guy.
Okay, well, we were in WETA. I got to be careful, man, because we did TV at WETA for years, and I know Joe was at TOP, who preceded you. I know, is Jen Chaney still over there, or is she not there at TOP any longer?
She calls in and does a Friday like live shot segment on the phone, but she doesn't work in-house. It's like a freelancer, yeah.
Yeah, TOP, it's funny because TOP is a station that I've always had a connection to, and I've appeared as a guest like I am now, but I've never been at TOP as an employee, which I think is funny considering I've known so many other people, including yourself, who have been.
Right. Well, rest in peace, Joe. I love that WAFCA, which I know you're a big part of, named a memorial award after Joe. And so,
after Joe Barber, man, the best film in D.C. is the Joe Barber Award.
Right. Exactly. Best portrayal of Washington.
Washington, D.C. Yep.
I love it. Well, his spirit remains, and keep up the great work. Be well, my friend. I miss seeing you.